Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Jeffrey Van Dyke. Welcome to Activation Tuesdays. Jeffrey's Insights. You know, there is there's so much moving in the collective energy right now. I think there's so many ways we can participate in it. And we'll be getting a message about that here in a minute. First, I just want to welcome you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being part of this. Whenever I start a broadcast like this, what I'm doing is I'm tapping into the field that we create together, that field of people asking for what wants to come through. The field of people asking, that's you and everybody that watches this broadcast in the future. Asking, meaning there is a magnetism, a pull, a vacuum, if you will, for what wants to come through. And that's the second piece, what wants to come through. Meaning there is information, insight, movement, new stories, new pictures that want to be shared in the world, shared with you and through you with others. And that's always how this is. By the way, when I do my little head shaky thing, I'm getting information and it's just how my body responds. My friends call it my spiritual Tourette's. For those of you who've been watching for a bit and like, what is that? There you have it. So let's go in from there. Good. So they're saying there's always two things happening. There's always two things happening. There is a movement afoot in this world. They're saying right now there is a great rotor tilling. There's a great tilling of the soil. Old crap is coming to the surface for us to look at it anew, for us to deal with it, for us to address it, for us to acknowledge and heal from it, for us to move on, because we cannot build a new earth when we haven't made room for it, when there's no place to build. If you're going to build a new home on a place where an existing home is, you need to tear that old home down first so that you can build a new foundation and a new home. And that is in large part what is happening in our world right now, is that the old structures, the old stories, the old earth that we knew, the old cultures that we've built our earth upon, those structures are falling apart. There is a rotor tilling. We're seeing the cracks and sometimes going in and intentionally opening where the cracks are to help things fall apart so that we have room, space to create what wants to come next. We cannot build a new earth without making space for it to exist. And when we say, hey, there's something that's already going on, something that wants to happen, information that wants to come through, what it wants is a space for it to land. What that information wants is a space for it to land. They're saying, why do you meditate? Why do you have quiet time? Why do you have contemplative practice? If you are a new storyteller, you have contemplative practice to make space in your own heart and soul for new information to land. And they're saying, when is the last time you allowed that to happen? So there's a part of it, making space in your own heart for new information to land. Because they're saying, when the new information lands, and they're speaking to us all as paradigm changers, right? They're speaking to us as people who are here to help anchor a new story for humanity, a new story for your audience, for your industry, for your culture, for your community, right? Each of us doing our part. They're speaking to us in that way. So if we are here to anchor a new story, first, we need to have the new story begin to be anchored in our own heart. We need to make peace with it. We need to understand it, at least bits and pieces of it. We need to learn to love it, to embrace it, to accept it, to root the new story into our being, to have it have a home here before we go out and try to, or as they're saying, as you go out, they're saying it happens simultaneously. You're doing this and doing that. It's like one foot and another. As you go out and bring it to the world. In other words, the new story needs to feel safe in your body for it to start to feel safe in the world. So there is something that wants to happen. It's already afoot. This new story for humanity is looking to have space for it to land. The first space it wants to land is in your own heart, in your own being, and then for you to go out into the market and clear stuff away or find places where stuff's already been falling apart, where you can start educating and crafting a new story for that market. Hey, this is why this is broken. Here's why it's falling apart. Here's what we need. Here's the path forward for you to anchor a new story in the world. So there's something that's wanting to happen, a new story that wants to be told. But over here, there is also simultaneously, a market of people looking for a new story. Now, they don't recognize they're looking for a new story. What they recognize is that the story that they're living, the story they're experiencing, is falling apart under their feet, that they're walking on rubble, that the way they've been doing it is no longer working, and they're looking for a way shower to help them see a path forward that they cannot see or perceive on their own. That is where you come in. So there is a field of people that are asking. They do not know what to ask for. They simply are asking. The what is something they have not seen before, because the what is a new story. A what? A new story, right? It's a new story. It lives inside of a paradigm that they don't yet live inside of, that they haven't experienced it. Therefore, they don't know to ask for this thing. What they know is, I need. There's something that I need. I'm missing something. I don't know how to proceed. Please help. That's what they're asking for. And so they're saying, very much like you, right? You are asking, you're asking, how do I bring more of this work, this paradigm change into the world? You're asking, right? And then information is coming through because there is new information that is wanting to come through. And because of your asking, there is room inside of you for it to land. The same is true for your audience. The same is true for your people. They're asking, which has a vacuum creating room for new insight to come to them. Now, your job is to help walk them from the world they live in to the world that's waiting. From the world they live in to the world that is waiting. You're saying to do that, it requires you not just to have an understanding, appreciation for, love for the new story. But of course, we need to have love, understanding, and appreciation for the story they've been living in, the old story. We couldn't iterate from a vacuum. We iterate based on something that's existed before. And so for your audience to see them, to acknowledge them, to understand, I get it. I know who you are. I know what you've been experiencing. I know the pains you've been struggling with. I know the challenges in front of you. I know the mental anguish. I know the Why can't I get this? I know the whole thing. I get it. I see you. I've been there before, my friend. To acknowledge, to understand all the things they've been tripping on. To acknowledge all the solutions that aren't working, that gets them to the end of their rope, and to then educate them on a new path forward, to paint a picture of a new story and take them by the hand into it. Good. They wanted me to share a few stories to some folks I've been interviewing on a podcast I'm going to be launching here soon. There's a woman, Neil Godfrey, who wrote the first books on financial education for children. She was the first senior executive at J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in Manhattan in 1972. She went on to build the first children's bank in FAO Schwartz. She wrote the first book on kids and money. And she went to HarperCollins, I believe it was HarperCollins, and said, hey, I want to publish this book. There are no books in the market on kids and money. And they said, we won't publish it because there's no market for that. She said, yeah, there's not a market for it because no one's created the market yet, right? She went on to buy another publishing house, I believe Macmillan, and become chairman of the board so that she could get this book published. Then got on Oprah, was on Oprah 11 times to expand the education and expand this market. And then I went back to HarperCollins and got her book published. Since it's published 27 books. So that is a paradigm changer who says, yes, I know there's no market for this yet, but there's a vacuum for it. There's a vacuum for this, and I am here to fill that vacuum. If you are a paradigm changer, you are here to fill a vacuum of desire in this world, in your market, for your people. You are here to fill a vacuum of desire. And so here's the mantra. I am here to fill a vacuum of desire, which tells your psyche there is desire, there is a market, there are people with this hunger. And hunger grows in equal proportion. These are in a dance together, equal proportion of the information that wants to come through. So the more you're getting a calling on your soul to deliver, the greater the field of people with a vacuum in their soul looking for this very thing is growing. Yes, your job is to identify them, to speak to them, to bridge back to this information. That's the marketing piece. But for you to know, if this calling is on my soul, there are people with a vacuum of desire waiting for it, hungry for it, looking for me, looking for this through me. And ultimately, what they're saying today is, We want for you to stop second guessing. Are there people for this? Does anybody want this? Who's going to buy this? Where do I bring this? To stop second guessing, instead to say to yourself, if there is a calling on my soul, there is a vacuum of desire in this world waiting for me. There is a calling on my soul. There's a vacuum of desire for the very thing I have to share, just waiting for me. They're starting playing that old Three's Company song, come and knock at my door. Right? And that's what the work then is, to go and knock on their door and say hello, and introduce the new world to your people. So, all right, my friends, that's it for this week. Here's what I would love to see. I love to learn what some nuggets are that you take away from this. So if there is a nugget, something you got from this, do me a favor and just type in the word nugget and type it in to the chat. I love to take a look and see what we are collectively learning and how we are collectively growing. So if you could write that word nugget and just share, even if it's one word or a little sentence or how this landed for you, what you're learning, what's opening up, would love to learn. As always, these are every Tuesday, roughly 15 minutes or so. They are available to everybody, and they are particularly designed for people who are here to tell humanity's new story, to activate a new story for humanity, to usher in a new paradigm in this world. If there are folks in your world that you know are doing this work, I would love to meet them. I'd love to have them here. Feel free to invite them to facebook.com/thecourageousmessenger, and they can join our community, be part of this conversation. Lastly, I'm doing a 2-hour deep dive workshop. It's limited to 30 people. Last I knew, we had 5 spots left. It's this Thursday at noon Pacific. So I will put the link to that in chat. If you want to dive into how to monetize your transformative work, we're going to be doing a deep dive into that with a select group of people, so we can really go deep together. So again, I'll put the information for that, the link to that in the chat. That's how to monetize transformative work. And that is this Thursday at noon. So until next week, all my love, be well, be strong, and be courageous. Mwah. Bye-bye.